Some words to a song came to my mind. It's a worldly song. The song says, "Yesterday all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly." And the songwriter went on to lament over how much better yesterday was, and then says, "Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday." Sinners look over the past and they are sad. Well, saints sing about the past too, but the song sounds different. Saints sing about the past and it comes out more like this. "I can see far down the mountain where I wandered weary years, often hindered in my journey by the ghosts of doubts and fears. Broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. I am drinking at the fountain where I ever would abide, for I've tasted life's pure river and my soul is satisfied. There's no thirsting for life's pleasures, nor adorning rich and gay, for I found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away." Amen. Sinners lament over wasted opportunities, over things that could have gone a better way, but the saints can look back with a feeling of satisfaction. Amen. Saints can look back and sing about the past, and it comes out more like this. "Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul in the stillness of the midnight. Precious sacred scenes unfold." Saints can look back and remember times of prayer. They can remember wonderful family times, victories being won, kind words being spoken. Saints have precious memories. I don't come to church services and hear someone singing about, "Oh, my broken heart," and being down in a bar room somewhere. But I hear songs of rejoicing. Songs of saints looking back with a feeling of contentment. Well, sinners have memories too. They have memories of guilt. Yes. They have regrets. They have grudges. They have wasted years. In fact, their song could be "Bitter Memories, How They Torment." Yes. "How they ever haunt my soul in the stillness of the midnight. Oh, regrets and shame untold." Well, sometimes sinners try to forget their memories. They may do it with drink. They may do it by visiting the psychiatrist. Sometimes they take medications to get over depression. Sometimes they may join a false religious movement. Yes. And go and hear things that make them feel better about themselves. I'd like to read in Mark chapter 14 and verse 21. Mark 14 and 21, Jesus said, "The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born." I'd like for you to contrast in your mind a saint looking back on his life or her life compared to that of a sinner. Jesus spoke of Judas saying, good were it for that man if he had never been born. It seems like sinners get caught in an endless cycle. Einstein has attributed this definition of insanity. Insanity is defined as doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. That's the way sin is. Sin is like a hamster on a wheel going and going and a lot of flurry of activity but no progress at all. Sin is like a little child chasing bubbles, and just as the child grasps that bubble, it's like it's gone. And grasp another bubble, and that one is gone as well. Sin is like someone chasing a rainbow. And just as it seems like, surely I'm at the rainbow now, it's gone. It seems to have moved out into the distance. It's like a mirage, a person who is lost in the desert, so thirsty. And way out there on the horizon, it looks like there's a lake of water. And heads toward that lake of water, and as they get closer and closer, the mirage has moved off into the distance. And it's an everlasting pursuit, or should I say never ending, of trying to achieve that satisfaction, and it just does not come. Elusive. An endless cycle. And I want to give you my definition of spiritual insanity. It is sinning over and over and expecting to find happiness. Those are the folks that sing the song Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Looking for the next high, the next party, the next bit of sinful pleasure, and never able to find satisfaction. Jesus encountered a woman like that in John, the 4th chapter. John chapter 4, Jesus met the woman at the well. Verse 13, Jesus answered and said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Woman, you have been seeking the wrong water in life. Seeking satisfaction in the wrong places. She went from man to man to man and never could find what she was longing for. And Jesus told her about the water of eternal life. Yes. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Finding herself empty, seeking satisfaction over and over, finding herself longing for yesterday, back when times were better. The song says, long in sin I sought for pleasure. Something that would satisfy, something that would quench the thirsting of my soul. But I found that sin's dominion, not I needed, could supply. Then I turned to Jesus, and he made me whole. Sinners can get in a state of hopelessness. A state where they realize, they start to wake up, they start to come to themselves and realize, this doesn't satisfy. This is not what I was hoping for in life. But saints have hope. The song says, as I travel on life's pathway, I know not what the years may hold. And as I ponder, hope grows fonder. Precious memories flood my soul. Hope is a valuable thing, isn't it? It's something that helps sustain us. It gives us renewed energy in life to realize there is hope. The Lord's blessings on me from the past, I'm looking forward to a time that those things will be even better. John chapter 11 and verse 21. John 11 and 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. What a tormenting thought. If only this had happened, then the disaster wouldn't have come. Have you ever been there in your life? Tormented yourself with thoughts, if I had only done this or only done that, things would have been different. I remember in Honduras when Lenita had malaria and it looked dark, I began blaming myself. And I began thinking, if I had only taken care of some of those puddles in the yard where the mosquitoes were hatching, if I would have only screened in the room better where we were sleeping. It has torment to it, this thought of if only I would have done this differently or that. And Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother had not died. Kind of like that song yesterday. I just long for yesterday. Things were better then. Martha said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Yes. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Isn't hope a beautiful thing? Your brother will live again. It stood out in my mind about the primitive tribe in South America. Someone witnessed their culture, the violence. And when someone would die, the writer described them as being without hope, wailing as people with no hope. Oh, what a comfort it is to have a hope. Your brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. I know he's going to rise again. That resurrection that is out there so far from now. Way out there someday, he will rise again. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Martha, you don't have to wait for a resurrection centuries from now or millennia from now, but I am the resurrection. I am the one that has the power to raise from the dead. I am life, Martha. I am the giver of life. I am the one that has the power to lift people up. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Well, saints can look over the past and they can have precious memories. They can have hope. Saints look over the past and instead of being filled with remorse and regret, they have a sense of fulfillment, a sense of satisfaction. I believe it speaks of one of the patriarchs in the Bible saying as he approached the end of his life that his days were full. Have you ever heard anyone testify, "I sure regret having given my heart to the Lord at such a young age"? Have you ever heard that? I never have. Have you ever heard a sinner testify, "I sure am glad I put off living for the Lord until my deathbed"? I've never heard that either. But I've heard people express regrets for not having given their hearts to the Lord sooner. "I'm so sorry. I wasted my life. All those years, all those bitter memories, all those regrets." But I want to tell you, saints can look back at yesterday with a sense of, "I feel so fulfilled. I am so glad that I made the choice that I did." Saints can look at the past with contentment, with happiness, but saints can also look at the present and be happy. They can have joy. In Galatians, we read that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. In other words, those are the things that come forth out of our lives when we have the Spirit of God. These are the kinds of benefits that we harvest in our life in this present world, in our day-to-day lives. We don't have to be pining for yesterday as Christians, but we can have love, joy, and peace in abundance in our lives today. In Jeremiah chapter 17, Jeremiah 17 and verse 7. "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." What a blessing the man that trusts in the Lord has, to be like a tree throughout his entire life that is watered by a river, that doesn't have the same impact when hard times come that a sinner has. The saints can look at the present and be joyful. The song says, "Gentleness, kindness, purity, trueness, yield a rich fruitage never to cease. Sowing in meekness unto the Spirit bringeth eternal blessings and peace." One time I heard an unsaved person who is, I would say, approaching old age, maybe between middle and old age. I heard that person describing his present state of life. And he said they call these the golden years, and I want to translate this into appropriate language. I'm not going to repeat the words that he used, but he strongly disagreed. He was complaining about what are called the golden years. Well, saints can enjoy life, through life. They can look at the present and be happy and have joy in their hearts. But sinners can look at the present and be unhappy. They can look at the past and have bitter regrets. And they can look at the future with dread. Saints look to the future with great anticipation. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. In verse 21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Even if I live, it is blessed. It is a time of having Christ, His fullness in my life. But if I die, it's even better. It is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart. Paul was saying he wanted to go on and be in heaven. The saints look forward to the future. Having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. In Revelation chapter 14, Revelation 14 and 13, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. There is a blessing for those that die in the Lord. There is something to look forward to. Job spoke of death in the third chapter, Job. Job chapter 3 and verse 17. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. Do you ever get tired of this world? Yes. You ever get tired of the wickedness, the news? Do you ever fear for the things that are coming on this world? There is a place where the wicked do not trouble. There is a place where the weary can be at rest. Saints have something to look forward to. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. Whatever it is that has troubled us in this life, maybe it's poor health, maybe it's things not being fair, whatever it may be, there is a place, if we will be faithful, that we're not going to hear the voice of the oppressor anymore. The small and the great are there, and the servant is free from his master. The saints can look forward to an eternity of rest, a place where there are no words to describe the beauty, the happiness. But sinners have something to dread greatly, don't they? Yes. They're miserable now. Today, they're miserable. Longing for yesterday. Dreading the future. Miserable in the present. But saints look back with contentment, with joy. They enjoy their present life. And they look forward to the future with even greater anticipation. I'm thankful that we don't have to sing the songs of the world. Yes. We don't have to be in a bar room somewhere lamenting over yet another broken heart. But instead we can be singing the songs of Zion. And singing a song like, Shall I Tell You Why I Love My Savior? Why I love to follow Him. So much better. Yes. The life of a saint is so much better than anything this world has to offer. Moses chose to esteem the suffering greater riches than the pleasures of sin for a season. Yes. I forget the exact wording. The reproach of Christ. Greater riches. I'm glad that we have something so much better in this life.